He was born in the year 1506 in Navarre, Spain. Francis Xavier was the youngest son of a wealthy state official. And although his older brothers joined the army, he had the opportunity to go to Paris, where he studied law and theology at the University of Paris. And it was while he was in Paris that he met Ignatius of Loyola, the eventual founder of the Jesuits. As they were there in Paris together, Ignatius shared a dream with Francis Xavier where he said, "I would love for us to be able to evangelize in such a way that we could win souls for Christ in the church." And of course, you need to remember that at this time, the Protestant Reformation is coming into full view. And what God does through men like St. Francis Xavier and St. Ignatius of Loyola is he brings about a renewal within the Catholic Church. So inspired was St. Francis by the example of St. Ignatius that indeed they did establish the Jesuits. It was on the 15th of August in the year 1534. Along with five others, they launched the community that now has a pope who is a Jesuit himself. As they considered what their life would be like, they took vows of lifelong poverty, and this is a particular dimension of their order, a loyalty to the pope. 6 years later, after they had established the community in 1534, with only 2 days' notice, Francis was asked to leave from Lisbon and go all the way to India, to Goa, which indeed he did. As he did this work in that part of India, he preached to the pearl fishermen. And it's believed that during these years, he reached, with some accuracy, about 500,000 people, that were told that he worked tirelessly. And in spite of sickness and weariness, he then sailed across Asia. He went to Malaysia, he went to Sri Lanka, and on the 15th of August in the year 1549, 15 years after the Jesuits had been established, he was in Japan, where he began to proclaim the gospel there as well. While there, he was told of the people of China, and it was St. Francis Xavier's desire to go to China as well. But sadly, he fell ill and died on this date, December the 3rd, in the year 1552, a few miles from the Chinese coast. In our reading from Isaiah, there are these words that we heard today proclaimed by Pam that I think in a particular way represent the vision of St. Francis Xavier. Listen again to this reading from Isaiah 26. "Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God, you have an everlasting rock." Indeed, we could say of St. Francis that he had a steadfast mind. His mind was fixed on the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. And so he went throughout the Orient, inviting people to have that same kind of trust. He understood that God's goodness and graciousness are such that they allowed him to be unflappable in the face of great difficulties. St. Francis understood and knew that Jesus was his rock, that Jesus is the one that people needed to know about. For what he saw and experienced in his own life and then shared with others is that when Jesus' words are heard, when they are understood, and when they are lived out, we then are able to say that we have an everlasting rock. As you well know, every person in life will experience misfortunes. It's part of living in the world. And Jesus said as much when he said that there are the rains, there are the floods, there are the winds. St. Francis experienced these in a profound way. However, like him, when our lives are founded on the Word of God as contained in Holy Scripture and taught by Mother Church, we will be able to weather any storm with trusting confidence because our minds are kept in peace. Beloved brothers and sisters, St. Francis Xavier is a remarkable example of what Pope St. John Paul II called the new ardor that the church needs in the 21st century. An ardor to reach the lost, an ardor to be a people who go out from here to the world. And indeed, this has been one of the great gifts of COVID-19. St. Peter's and other churches have had a way to reach out in a way that we never had before. Do you know, on an average Sunday now, we have more people participating in Mass than before COVID? Now, it's not the same thing when you're watching online, but it is in a participation. And so the church is called during these times to see this as an opportunity, because post-COVID, there will be a restart for the church. And we will be called to be a church that is ever more passionate, ever more committed to the example of a St. Francis Xavier, that we would be a people who will overcome our shyness, our reserve, that we'll be willing to share our faith more readily with great reverence and respect for others. And so we pray that this time is in a way a kind of formation for us, just as the Jesuits had to be formed before they went on mission. May we implore the intercession of St. Francis, so that St. Peter's, coming out of COVID, will be a community that is ever more committed to saying we will have minds that are steadfastly fixed on God. And what people will experience in this community is a place where, oh, those people are established on the rock because they are trusting in Christ. May we be inspired by a man of such dedication, a man of such vision, a man of such courage and perseverance. And may you pray for me that as your pastor, Father RJ as our associate, the deacons, and all of the lay faithful of this community, our hearts will desire what St. Francis and St. Ignatius desired, the salvation of souls. Because although the cure to COVID is vitally important, that we come up with a vaccine, what is more important still is the salvation of every person. And that is what you and I are entrusted to help bring about because of who we are. St. Francis Xavier, pray for us.